This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Talk about a mess. Early Sunday morning on the highway in Clayco, Missouri, just outside Kansas City, a tractor trailer slid off a ramp and overturned. The truck was carrying 520 hives of honeybees from Oklahoma to Wisconsin. The driver wasn't hurt, but an estimated 25 million bees were dumped onto the highway. It's been up to Reuben Johnson to wrangle the swarming mass. He owns the company A Bees at Kill Creek Farm, which specializes in emergency bee problems.
It was just a mess of broken up boxes, tangled up netting that was over the top of the box, bees, huge clouds of bees all over the place. You could look at some of the areas and you could just see big, huge masses and globs of bees just all hanging together.
How do you go about, if you're trying to wrangle 25 million bees, how do you do that?
Well, we can't really get them back to the hive, but what has been working well is we try to get all the hives turned right side up and try to get the frames in them with the majority of the bees, and then we'll leave them there until evening, because in the evening, all the bees, they will come back and they'll land, they have to land somewhere, and they will come back and land where they came from, and they know where they came from. And more than likely, that's going to be going back to one of the hive boxes, either on the outside or the inside, or on some of the debris that's still left there on the ground.
So for the ones that don't, on their own, make it to the frame, do you have to scoop them up with something?
Not too much. The ones that were left on the ground, they either went to the hives themselves, or they're still just, you know, loose out there on debris. And then any of the ones that are still just left over, we're just going to have to hose down and, you know, just basically, you know, kill the rest of them. There's just no way to try to save, you know, every bee out there.
Well, people must be pretty curious about what's going on.
They really are. I get some people that have stopped and they don't realize what's going on. They walk back to help, and it doesn't take them long to figure out that there's clouds of bees around there. They're pretty quick to go the other direction.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So it's kind of fun sometimes to watch and see how close people will walk before they realize what's really going on.
Have you been, as you're trying to get these bees all back in the hives, have you been pretty much covered with them? I mean, if I were to look at you out there, have you been just layered with bees?
Well, not too much just layered, but, I mean, you can have a lot of bees that crawl up, you know, all of your body. That's why we try to tape all of our pant legs and our shirt sleeves and just, you know, close up every single hole that there is because, yeah, you can look down and your legs could be just completely covered with bees.
Have you been stung?
On this project, I think I was stung probably 15 to 20 times, which really is not bad at all.
I wouldn't pretend to know how the mind of a bee works, but I bet they're pretty confused right about now.
They are. They're very confused. They don't know where their hive is. They've all been mixed together. You know, they've been shaken up. A lot of them have been killed just from the boxes flipping over and everything getting smashed together.
And the queen, the Lord knows where their queen's gone.
Right. I would imagine that most of the queens are fine. They're the ones that are the most protected, but you know, there's no telling here at this point.
Well, Mr. Johnson, best of luck with the rest of the cleanup.
Okay, well, thanks.
Reuben Johnson owns A Bees at Kill Creek Farm in Olathe, Kansas. He figures they've been able to collect about 20 million of the 25 million bees spilled in Clayco, Missouri on Sunday.